Hey guys, welcome to the number 254 ever episode of Always Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. In today's episode, we're going to break down the trade that happened later about last night that sent Kristaps Porzingis to Boston in a three-team deal involving the Celtics, the Wizards, and the Grizzlies. We'll talk about how the deal with the Clippers fell through. And the Wizards now have the number 35 pick in the NBA draft because of the trade. And I'm going to break down one player that I think the Wizards should try to target at number 35 overall. We hope you guys do enjoy this episode. If you do, subscribe, follow, share, view. And let's not waste any time here. Let's get into this.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn.
So let's start off here by breaking down this trade that sent Kristaps Porzingis to Boston. And immediately you could tell that Boston's a huge winner. Let me just say the deal and then you'll understand why Boston's a winner. The Celtics get Kristaps Porzingis, the number 25 pick in tonight's draft, and a 2024 first-round pick via the Golden State Warriors. The Memphis Grizzlies receive 2022 Defensive Player of the Year Marcus Smart. The Wizards receive the number 35 pick in tonight's draft, Tyus Jones, Danilo Gallinari, and Mike Muscala. So, obviously, I mean, the Celtics are huge winners here. You're able to pick up Kristaps Porzingis for essentially, or not nothing, but you're able to pick up Kristaps Porzingis for a pretty good ask, considering you're only giving up Marcus Smart, Danilo Gallinari, and Mike Muscala. So, Gallinari didn't play last year because of injury. He was out the entire year. And Muscala didn't really play either. So, essentially, they're giving up Marcus Smart and money for Kristaps Porzingis and two first-round picks. To me, the Celtics are massive winners in this deal. They already have really good guards, guys like Malcolm Brogdon, guys like Derek White, and guys like Jaylen Brown. They have guys that could bring up the ball, and they don't need to have Marcus Smart anymore as much as he was important to Boston. They get Porzingis, and they somehow get two first-round picks on the side. An incredible deal for Boston. For Memphis, this is a terrible deal, considering the fact that John Morant is suspended for the first 25 games, so while Smart will be important next to Morant in the backcourt when Morant is playing for the first 25 games of the year, now you really don't have a true point guard who is a facilitator, a guy who can set up the offense as Tyus Jones was that guy. So to me, the Grizzlies, this is a terrible deal for Memphis. For the Wizards, I think it's okay. I think they got a pretty decent package. I mean, some may not like because the initial trade that fell through with the Celtics, Wizards, and the Clippers was the Wizards getting Marcus Morris, Amir Coffey, and the number 30 pick, and Danilo Gallinari. So you're still getting Gallinari. Yes, I would definitely say that Amir Coffey is more valuable than Mike Muscala, but I would also definitely say that Tyus Jones is more valuable than Marcus Morris, and they're only going down five spots in the draft. So some may not like this, and some may have been more intrigued by the first offer, but to be honest, the first offer really wasn't that much different. And it is funny that I did want the Wizards to go after Tyus Jones initially this time last year to get that point guard. Instead, they got Monte Morris. Now they get Tyus Jones and they move in a rebuilding direction. But I really like bringing Tyus Jones in. He can develop future young guards. He has an incredible IQ. I think he'll be very good on this team for this year. But what is even more important is there are two things. Number one, the Wizards get the 35th pick. And then number two is that the three players, Tyus Jones, Danilo Gallinari, and Mike Muscala, those three players that they acquired in this deal, all are on expiring contracts, which means assuming the Wizards don't want to bring any of them back next season, that frees up around $36 million, since this money was about Porzingis' amount. That frees up about $36 million in that offseason. You're also getting Beal's deal off the books, and you're going to get Chris Paul's deal off the books pretty soon, too. So I think this is very interesting how the Wizards are going to be in an incredible salary cap situation. And while they didn't get one first-round pick for Bradley Beal or Kristaps Porzingis, and let's be honest, I really wish the Wizards did get a first-round pick for Kristaps Porzingis, but they did not. Worst-case scenario, though, they hold their own picks. It's not like they went full, because usually when you see a team blow it up, that means, okay, they don't have any picks because they traded them all on stars. The Wizards only traded that one pick to the Houston Rockets, which is now a part of the New York Knicks, and that has some protections to it. And assuming the Wizards are going to be, and now that they're rebuilding, the protections keep getting worse. I mean, there's a very good chance that that pick just turns into 2 second-round picks for the Knicks eventually. So the Wizards don't really have to worry about future draft capital. All they were going to do is add on more. They're in an okay draft capital spot. And now they're going to be having an insane amount of salary cap over the next few years. So I really like how the Wizards handled this. If I had to give like a letter grade for the Wizards trade, I think I'd get a B+ because they did get a pick in today's draft, and I'll break down. I mean, some may not like, they'll say, oh, but it's a second-round pick. It's barely a second-round pick. It's the top of the second round. You're getting a point guard that can help develop younger guys, and it fits really well in a rebuilding team in Tyus Jones. And then you're getting, along with that expiring contract in Tyus Jones, 2 more expiring contracts you could take off the books to basically get Porzingis' entire contract off the books. I really like this deal for the Washington Wizards. I think they got everything they need despite the no draft capital. Because again, their draft capital is fine. They have all their picks. So I'm not too worried about the situation here down in DC. So yeah, again, I am very happy that this deal went down. At first, I thought that the Celtics, thank God that deal fell through for the Celtics, because in that trade, they weren't getting 2 first-round picks. They were having to give up Malcolm Brogdon and other assets as well. They weren't getting 2 first-round picks with Porzingis. So good thing for the Celtics. For the Wizards, as I broke down at the beginning of the episode, it doesn't really change much. So thank you, Kristaps Porzingis. It hasn't really been that long since you joined, but you are going to be gone. And again, just thank you, Kristaps, for everything you did for the city of DC. It was fun to watch you for a year, but yeah, obviously we knew this was coming, and it's not as emotional as Bradley Beal was basically the heart and soul of the team for a pretty long time. All right, so yeah, that's how the trade went down. Personally, let's give some grades here. I would give the Celtics an A+ for getting another guy like Porzingis to be the third option and to be able to get 2 first-round picks. I think the Grizzlies get a C. Yeah, I'll give them a C because they're getting someone who could be really valuable in the playoffs, but I feel like they didn't really think about those first 25 games where they will be without Ja Morant. And then as for Washington, I'll give them a B+. As I said, I think the Wizards, despite not getting the first-round pick, getting expiring contracts, getting a pick in tonight's draft, I think that is very important. And tonight's draft is going to be great because the Wizards have 4 draft picks, 3 in the second round, so they got 1 at 8, and then 3 in the second round, 35, 42, 57. 7.5% of the picks in tonight's draft belong to the Washington Wizards, which is great because you're going to see the Washington Wizards talked about a lot in tonight's draft and moving in a rebuilding direction. And if you want to see who I think the Wizards should target at number 8 overall, please listen to the previous 2 episodes where I broke down a total of 9 players that I think the Wizards could target at number 8 overall, especially yesterday's where it's like the 5 main players that could be drafted at number 8 overall for the Washington Wizards. But I'm not going to break down their number 42 overall pick, but now that they just acquired the number 35 pick, I would like to talk about who the Washington Wizards could possibly get in that deal. With that pick. And some may not like this, but at number 35, I think the Washington Wizards should try to target UConn Huskies guard Andre Jackson Jr., 6'6", 210 pounds, from New York. He's been a great recruit. He's got all the talent in the world. And what I really like about Andre is, well, I mean, he's a leader, first of all. I mean, he improved tremendously in most categories throughout his career at UConn and eventually was able to help lead them to a championship and continue to improve his facilitating abilities as time went on as a point forward kind of guy, where in 2021, 1.6 assists, then 2022, 3.1 assists, and then this year, averaging close to 5 assists a game. He's showing he could be a facilitator, a rebounder. He could score the ball as well. He's very valuable. He's a very good defender as well. He's lengthy. He has an incredible wingspan, which makes him really good disrupting passing lanes. And I'm going to sit here and say the Huskies would not have won the NCAA championship if it weren't for Andre Jackson, who had himself one heck of an NCAA tournament, shooting 50% from the field while scoring 7 points a game, 7 assists a game, and close to 6 rebounds a game as well. Now, the one thing the guy doesn't have is his shot. The guy has not developed a shot yet. And I'm saying this because I know, because I am a Husky fan. And trust me, this guy is not, it will not be your catch and shoot guy. But I think overall, when you have a second round pick, especially if you're, let's just say, if you have a second round pick, most of the time you're not looking for a guy that can have a high floor unless you're a really contending team and have a high second round pick. Wizards are not a contending team for obvious reasons. I mean, look at the roster. So I think that what you want to try to get in the second round is guys that have tremendous upside. And talk, and if you want to think about a guy that has tremendous upside, yeah, this is the guy for you, because he has more than tremendous upside. I mean, this is a guy who, I mean, I didn't even know where to start with this guy. I mean, he is a remarkable basketball player. He really is. And so I think that he's got all the talent in the world. He's a great defender. He's a good passer. He's a scorer. He has all the tools. And this year alone, he really started to put some of them together, but he's still not NBA ready. And that's why I thought he would stay one more year in college to play with Donovan Klingon and that UConn Husky squad. But instead, he's opting into the NBA draft. He could be like a late first rounder, like I'm talking number 30, like number 29, or just be in the second round. On ESPN's mock draft, they have Andre Jackson at number 37. And again, he is 21 and a half years old, but the Wizards can afford to take a guy with a second-round pick. You want to have a guy that can have a high ceiling and have a ton of potential. Andre Jackson has a high ceiling. He has untapped potential. And I think with the Wizards going in a rebuilding direction, if he is there, he is the perfect player to develop into their point forward or just forward of the future. And if you can continue to develop Andre Jackson, he could turn into a very good basketball player in the future. If the Wizards were contending, I would say do not draft Andre Jackson because he's not an NBA-ready player. But that's the point. The Wizards don't need NBA-ready players. You could really compete, or not compete, you could, develop a guy like Andre Jackson into a player that could really help you long-term in the future. So, personally, if I'm the Wizards and he is still available at number 35, I am drafting UConn Huskies guard/forward Andre Jackson Jr. with his freakish athleticism, his very much developing but also still good defense, his leadership, and his untapped potential that we, even though he was great at UConn, we still are yet to see. So, yeah, if he is available at number 35, and I'm Michael Winger, Will Dawkins, and Ted Leontis on the clock, I'm taking Andre Jackson at number 35. We hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, view. See how the Porzingis trade is done. The Wizards got, again, some decent value for it. I'll give them a B-plus in the trade. And then at number 35, there are a few guys that they could take. I personally think they should take Andre Jackson if he's available. Julian Phillips is who ESPN has us taking, which is interesting to say the least. But then at number 52, they don't have 57. Did I say 57? Excuse me, guys. At number 52 here, they could actually go after another Husky player who could be available around there, Adama Sanogo. And trust me, I'm not being UConn biased when I'm talking about Andre Jackson. This kid has talent. He's athletic, freakishly athletic, and I really think he has a ton of potential. So yeah, trade is done. I really like what the Wizards did, and I think they should go after Andre Jackson, number 35 overall. Again, we hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, and view. Stay tuned for more NBA draft coverage. We will have an episode tomorrow where I break down the Wizards' 4 picks in the draft, and I tell you guys which ones I think were best for the Wizards, which ones I like, which ones I don't like, just basically breaking down the NBA draft. And again, that'll do it. Please subscribe, follow, share, view. Follow me on Twitter, Chase Coburn, at CoolSportsKid. Instagram, Chase's_sports_news. Listen on Wiz Talk with Chase, Cool Sports Network. Read chasesportsnews.com, Cool Sports Newsletter, chasecoburn.substack.com. And please check out my YouTube channel with a few other aspiring broadcasters, Sports for Kids on YouTube, youtube.com/sports4kids126. Again, we hope you guys did enjoy. Please subscribe, follow, share, and view. And of course, as always, I will see you guys next time. Peace.